Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting second. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Welch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Callaway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Raleigh Naylor. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Raleigh Naylor. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Courtney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Harry Courtney. And now, play ball. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan strikes out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan takes first base on ball four. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mulligan. The throw from Perkins and he is safe. Mulligan steals second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a line drive towards first. Hauser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is called out on strikes. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a pop-up towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, With the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway strikes out. Two outs. Raleigh Naylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dykes. Harry Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schalk moves to second. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Naylor fields it and throws to third for the out. Courtney moves to second. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naylor spins and fires to second, with Galloway covering, and Courtney is picked off. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mulligan hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 1 in the game. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Courtney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 1 in the game. Welch takes first base on ball 4. Dykes moves to second. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Welch moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0 for 1 in the game. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 1 in the game. Galloway takes first base on ball 4. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Perkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Galloway moves to second. Frank Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Galloway moves to third. Perkins moves to second. Frank Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Galloway tags and scores. Perkins tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Athletics. Raleigh Naylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Naylor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 2 in the game. McGowan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Perkins scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGowan. The throw from Shock and he is out, Johnson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Callaway. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Falk moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Yamyarian pinch hits for Ray Shock. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Falk moves to third. Two outs. Harry Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Yamyarian now catching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Welch hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mulligan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Mulligan moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Hooper hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0 for 2 in the game. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first, with Naylor covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller strikes out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Perkins hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Strunk who is chasing the ball. Callaway reaches third base with a triple. Galloway goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Athletics. Raleigh Naylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Naylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian is 0 for 1 in the game. Yarian hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McGowan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dykes bunts towards the mound. Courtney fields it and throws to first for the out. McGowan moves to second. One out. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Welch hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. McGowan scores. It's 5-0, Athletics. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Yarian settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill pinch hits for Harry Courtney. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mulligan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Shovel Hodge now pitching. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Galloway is called out on strikes. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perkins hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Callaway for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-3 in the game. Strunk hits a line drive into left field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hooper moves to second. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-3 in the game. Sheely hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian is 0-for-2 in the game. Yarian hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hooper scores. Falk moves to third. It's 5-1, Athletics. Shovel Hodge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yarian. The throw from Perkins and he is safe. Yarian steals second. Shovel Hodge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.